Para, 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 para.
Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and today I'm back visiting Bayside Transformations. And I know I can hear you saying to yourself, what is Bayside Transformations? Well, I'm here with Elaine, and I've had to remember Elaine's name by picturing Seinfeld. And lucky for me, Elaine's got dark hair.
Get out of here.
So how are you going, Elaine?
Yeah, I'm going great, thank you.
And silly me, I didn't even realise you had an accent. And you've just told me that you're originally from overseas.
Yes.
Yep, so you're Scottish?
No.
You're telling me?
South African.
I'm not very good with accents, am I?
I'm Eileen from Scotland.
I'm going to have to lean on your leg to get a bit closer, because I moved my chair closer to Elaine to get the microphone between the two of us, and she's managed to position herself so that the legs are between us, so that she's frightened I'm going to put my arms around her and give her a bit of a hug. So I've got a bit of a barrier happening here, so I've got to just about sit on, picture me sitting on Elaine's lap, trying to get Melissa the microphone between the two of us. So anyway, so thank you for having me.
Thanks.
And now, so I guess in a nutshell, please stick around for this podcast, because there's a bit more of a story here than just promoting where we are. And but Bayside Transformations in a nutshell, Elaine, what is where we are?
Okay, so Bayside Transformations is a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program that caters for people for it's a live in 12 month program, with people who have got addictions and mental health issues that can come in, and we help them look at their behaviors and that, and help them get a better future for them and for their family members. Yeah,
fabulous. But and we're sitting in, so funds are needed. That wasn't me, that was someone in the background sneezing, if you heard that. We just roll with it here. Oh, that's another one.
Bless you.
Bless you. We're in the op shop.
Yeah.
And the op shop is run by volunteers.
Yes, it's run by volunteers, And we have people from Transformations Rehab also come up here and just help us out. You know, it helps them with their
confidence?
Yeah, with their confidence and the insecurities that they might have in having to face people and talk to them, because a lot of us, you know, have lost trust with people and just, you know, have a little bit of paranoia.
Yes.
Ah. When it comes to helping others. So it gets us out of how we think of ourselves. Yep. And actually just get them and just serve the community. Yeah,
that's lovely. Mm. And actually the podcast journey for me has forced me to have to go out of my comfort zone.
Yes.
And talk to people and, you know, live with hoping that they're not judging me or that sort of thing. They see me turn up with a blind stick and all that.
Yes.
But there's something about sticking a phallic symbol looking microphone in your face every day and talking that really does bring you out of that confidence. So build up. Anyway, I'm not just make light of all those sorts of things, but it's true. There's a true journey there.
Yes.
So we're in the op shop.
Yes.
And everything here is how much generally?
Everything in the op shop is $4. Oh, that would be all the clothing. Not just a cup. So all the clothing that is $4, unless it is marked with a price tag, and it's a little bit more. But it's like you come in here and there's might be a price tag on a piece of clothing. You know, we are always open to and negotiate and barter.
Okay, so we could come here and have a Thailand experience.
Yes, you can do that, most definitely.
Okay, but like I think $3 or $4 for an article of clothing, knowing that money goes to the good work that Bayside Transformations does.
Yes.
I believe you've always got a full house.
Yep.
There's people in need. So I wouldn't encourage people to come in and want to haggle to reduce what they're giving back to to the community. But I suppose it's nice to know you can.
And also, you know, Bayside Transformation is also a non-for-profitable, but it's also it's not government funded, so everything that we that comes into the program is from one, it's like the money that we make here from the op shop, but also from private donations. It's you know, it's sometimes difficult to, you know, with having all these people come in and bills and that need to be paid, but and also the people that normally work for Transformations are all volunteers.
Yeah.
And you know, it's amazing how many people have that heart to help the broken and to see them have a future. So, but yeah, it's not government funded. So yeah, all privately. Proper donation, so
yeah.
Donate.
Yes, please donate. It's all appreciated. Okay, so there's a more serious side, but a positive story here too. Seinfeld, Elaine, isn't there? So I did ask you if I could ask you this question.
Yes.
And you've had a personal journey and benefited from Bayside Transformation. So you share what you want to share, but are you happy to tell a bit of that story? Because it's a positive one.
It is.
Sitting here beautiful. And
yeah. So it's almost 4 years ago when I decided to come into Transformations, because I was an addict. I was an ice addict. You know, I had an addiction for 10 years. You know, at the end of, because I've got two grown children, and at that stage I had four grandkids. You know, I had lost my family, I had lost my self-worth, I had lost my integrity, I lost everything. And I always, you know, because I never wanted to give up drugs because I liked doing it, but until I lost everything, I lost my job, I lost my home, everything, and so I think, okay, wait a minute, I need to do something. And I called up Transformations thinking I was going to get some counselling, and the girl said, oh, can you take 12 months out of your life? So I said, yeah, I can do that. And then 3 days later, I found myself in Transformations 2 days before Christmas, 2015. It's like, okay, let me do this.
Wow.
So yeah, and it took me 7 weeks to realise where I was and what I was actually doing. And then after the 7 weeks, you know, my life changed, and my perspective of the world and others and their behaviours, and because I always thought that I was my behaviours, but taking and learning to separate that I'm not my behaviours, and then other people aren't their behaviours either, was a long time, but also then also going and finding out the reason why I became an addict and having to go back to past hurts and past traumas, and then being able to go through recovery properly, looking at all those, yeah.
Okay, so the Bayside Transformation process gave you all the support and
yes.
took you away to a different environment, basically,
yes.
from where you were in.
Yep.
Controlled environment too. That's awesome.
Yep.
Can I give you a hug?
Yes.
I'm so happy that you're sitting here healthy and beautiful today
yep.
and contributing back to community.
Yes.
So yep. Elaine, Seinfeld Elaine, has told me that she's not yet living in Harvey Bay, but hoping to move here. So
yes.
I hope you do.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing a bit of your story.
That's okay.
It's a small piece, but it adds context behind why this organisation is doing such wonderful work.
Yep.
And we're here in Bidderford Street. What days are we open?
Days open is Monday to Friday from 9:30 to 4 o'clock, and then on a Saturday it is 9:30 to 3:30.
Shucks. Oh gosh, how old are you? I haven't heard anyone say shucks in a long time. So you're looking obviously for clothing donations as well and that sort of thing. The stock here is beautifully presented, nicely spaced. There's mostly clothing,
yeah.
all fairly much around that $4 unless it's priced otherwise. There's a small amount of other furnishings or homewares. It's a lovely, clean boutique style. You wouldn't, honestly, well, I know the visual impairment impacts this, but I wouldn't know this is a secondhand shop or a op shop when I walk in.
Yeah.
To me, it feels like a boutique.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
That's wonderful.
So lovely to have met you today. And everybody, please come into Bayside Transformations in Bidderford Street.
Yes.
And there's good coffee nearby.
Yes, there is.
Yes. Okay. So bye for now. Bye.